from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump has denounced the white supremacists who staged last weekend's deadly rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. He spoke from the White House on Monday.
Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans. We are a nation founded on the truth that all of us are created equal. We are equal in the eyes of our Creator. We are equal under the law, and we are equal under our Constitution. Those who spread violence in the name of bigotry strike at the very core of America.
Trump said the hatred and bigotry on display in Charlottesville has no place in America. He spoke following 2 days of intense criticism from across the American political spectrum for his failure to explicitly condemn the white nationalists and other groups who organized Saturday's rally. A woman was killed when a car rammed into a group of counter-protesters. The top American general, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Joe Dunford, says the United States and South Korea are dealing with technical issues in preparation for the deployment of a missile defense system on the Korean Peninsula. Dunford met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Monday. He then told reporters that the two, quote, did not talk about the specific timeline for the deployment of the system. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. President Trump has ordered his trade office to investigate whether China is stealing American intellectual property. China is warning that both countries could end up losers in a trade war that could result from the investigation. Trump signed an executive order Monday directing the U.S. Trade Representative to investigate alleged Chinese theft of American technology and intellectual property. Trump wants American trade investigators to look at Chinese practices that force American companies to reveal their proprietary intellectual information in order to do business in China. If the United States pursues the case, it could eventually ask the World Trade Organization to impose penalties on China. At least 200 people have died in mudslides and heavy flooding in Sierra Leone's capital, Freetown. The catastrophe early Monday followed hours of heavy rains. Witnesses said a hillside collapsed and roads became churning rivers of mud. A lack of space at the city's mortuary is forcing workers to leave bodies on the floor. Since many people were sleeping in their homes when the flooding and mudslide happened, the death toll is expected to rise. The treason trial of Zambia's jailed opposition leader is set to begin following a not guilty plea on Monday. There had been reports that prosecutors plan to drop the charges. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
Pepe Ndihichilema's lawyer was tight-lipped about the case he plans to present when the opposition leader appears in court later this week on treason charges. Keith Wemba spoke to VOA from Lusaka, the capital.
They have pleaded not guilty to the charge, and then the matter has been adjourned for trial to Wednesday.
Hichilema was arrested after an April incident in which his convoy refused to yield to the president's motorcade on a narrow country road. The political impasse started when Hichilema cried foul after losing last year's election to President Edgar Lungu, and has intensified since the opposition leader was arrested. The case has deepened the nation's political crisis and prompted international mediators to intervene. Journalists were barred from the courtroom Monday. The day before, several media outlets had reported Hichilema's charges were to be dropped and he was to be released. But it did not happen. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Burkina Faso's security forces have ended their operation against gunmen who opened fire Sunday on a restaurant in the country's capital, killing at least 18 people and wounding 8. Two of the suspected jihadists who carried out the assault on Aziz Istanbul, a Turkish restaurant in Ouagadougou, were killed in a shootout with security forces. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from the VOA World News headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.